Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Through the Looking Glass with me, your host, Kenya Colbert. Happy Saturday, everyone. I pray that your weekend has started with positive energy and a smile to match. I come to you from the very, very hot Atlanta, Georgia. According to the weatherman, it's pretty hot everywhere, so you guys are probably agreeing with me totally right now. But here it is, definitely going to be in the high 90s today. We are a very humid state, so it's never fun in the heat of the summer in Georgia. But I will try not to complain too much because I know that we all have our struggles with too much heat. And I am hoping that you remember to just stay cool today. Be sure to have fun. You know, don't spend too much time outside, but if you do have to go out, remember to protect the kids with sunscreen, keep them hydrated, as well as yourself, of course, but definitely make sure the kids are staying hydrated. If you have to go anywhere this weekend, please be sure to check your back seat. Even 5 minutes is too long to leave your kids or your pets in the car, and so I know sometimes we think we can get out and kind of run right back, but it's too hot for that guy. So let's just stay safe and make this a perfect summer. We have an amazing, amazing show planned for you today. We are trying to do our best, I mean, to do our part, to do whatever we can do to make this a great summer as well. So it has been our mission so far on Through the Looking Glass with Kenya Colbert to bring you and your family the best entertainment and the most creative talents from around the world. Oh, my goodness. We've learned so much about our guests throughout this time on the show. We have gotten to know them so well. I have had the best people with the best attitudes, the most fun-filled people that I've ever seen in my life. I thank God for you guys every day. And how perfect for our children to have an opportunity to not only get to know their favorite authors and musicians and singers and so many other people that we bring on this show, how great for them to get to know them better on a more personal level. So in addition to us bringing you them and the parents listening to all the great things about the authors, the children have an opportunity to call in and actually talk with them as well. You know, talk with the singers and see what inspires them. And I hope today is no different. I hope that you guys really enjoy this day today. Have fun with us. Like we just promoted, we are having a party because we have the very, very talented Lori Bergner on the show today. That's right. Lori Bergner. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. I'm glad that you chirped right in. I am so happy to have you here. I just wanted them to know that you are part of the Lori Berkner Band, that you are Lori Berkner from the Lori Berkner Band, and you've decided to come and share your time with us here today and to join in on the party.
Yes, I'm really excited. Thanks so much for having me.
You are so welcome. I want everyone to really understand that we love hearing from you, and we love keeping this show interactive. So feel free to call in throughout the show to speak with Lori or myself. You can reach us at 516-387-1637. That number is also posted on the Blog Talk page. We'd love to hear from you today. And I am sure that our young listeners would love to hear a song from you, Lori.
That would
be
great.
Can I pick the one that I like? Can I pick a song that kind of goes directly with what we're doing here today?
Of course.
A song that we started off the show saying positive energy and trying to really encourage, you know, everyone to keep a positive mindset. And I love your music because that's exactly what you do. You not only teach, but you keep it positive and upbeat and fun, and we love that here. And I wanted Lori to understand that here and through the looking glass, you know, we have a schedule, but we kind of wing it. We love keeping it free. We love being able to just flow with it. So, Lori, anytime you feel that you have something you want to say, just feel free to join in.
Okay, great. I will.
Okay. Guys, before we really get to talk more with Lori, I wanted to give you a little bit of her music. The one that I chose to kick us off with is My Energy, because we've got energy here today on Through the Looking Glass.
This is me. This is me. This is me and my energy. This is me. This is me. This is me and my energy. I'm gonna wiggle my legs, I'm gonna click my heels, I'm gonna stomp my feet, because I have energy. Oh, this is me, this is me, this is me and my energy. This is me, this is me, this is me and my energy. I'm gonna wave my arms, I'm gonna shake my hips, I'm gonna jump to the sky, because I have energy. Oh, this is me, this is me, this is me and my energy. This is me, this is me, this is me and my energy. I'm gonna clap my hands, I'm gonna shake my head, I'm gonna yell out.
About you, and we all, you know, feel that we know you. Everybody feels like they know Lori Berkner, and we love your song and saying we love your sound. Wow, we have so much to talk about today. Lori, are you with me?
I am. I'm sorry. I thought I wasn't sure if you were asking a question or we have a lot to talk about.
I'm
what
sorry.
Should we start with?
Yeah, well, we do have so much to talk about. And I really wanted to know if from the beginning, before we can even get to all the questions that I have, I wanted you to share more about yourself and your journey so far, coming to where you are today. Can you tell us, you know, more a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to start recording children's music?
Sure. I've been doing it for about 20 years, and I started because I was very soon out of college. I got a job as a music specialist working with preschoolers, and I got that job because I wanted to be able to just be able to do music and I wanted to be able to do music and be working with kids because I love both of those things. And so once I started working with the kids, I got inspired to actually start writing music for them because I found that it was very hard to learn a lot of music and teach it to the kids, and then half of them would like it and half of them wouldn't. And so I just, honestly, I think there was a part of me that was kind of lazy, and I just thought, well, I'll just ask them what they want to sing about, and then I'll make it up.
That's a good way.
And in that way, I actually really found that, you know, listening to what the kids had to say was the best route that I could take to being able to be a good person to help them connect to music. So if I said, you know, what do you want to sing about today? And one of those early songs of mine that became very popular is We Are the Dinosaurs. And that was really because a bunch of kids said, dinosaurs, who would sing about dinosaurs? And I said, okay.
Yes.
So I thought in my head, like, okay, dinosaur, how would I make up a song like that? They're big and they stomp around and maybe I'll use a minor key. And I just started to play and make up the words as I was playing. And they all loved it. And then the next time I met with that class, they said, oh, sing that dinosaur song again. Which, of course,
yeah.
I couldn't remember. I could not remember it at all.
Oh, no.
But it didn't matter. I just thought, oh, I remember we were stomping and there was the minor key. And, you know, and so by the time I had met with them a couple of times, it started to mold itself into and gel into a song. And I realized the songs that I sang with them using, you know, doing that way, having them basically just kind of call out what they wanted to sing about and having me make it up and developing them almost together in that way, those were the songs that they wanted to sing over and over again. So, you know, that's kind of what led me into realizing I enjoyed making songs for kids.
Yes, that's actually beautiful. And I think that you spoke best on that part about asking kids what they really want. And sometimes we as adults assume that we think we know, but you ask them and they are not shy to tell you what
That's
they really
right.
like. So that was smart to go directly to them. And let me ask you, so when working with the kids and now you've decided, okay, I'm going to write this song about the dinosaurs, and were there any times, I guess, with any of your songs just working with the children themselves, that they inspired yet another song?
Working with them, where they, I mean, they were constantly inspiring songs for me, definitely. And
right.
sometimes it was that I would actually ask them. Other times I would just pay attention to things that they were talking about or they said they liked.
Yes.
Over the years, especially when I stopped being in the classroom as much, if I wanted to write something, I would I'd go out and just walk around by the park in my neighborhood, or I'd get on a bus and kids coming home from daycare or preschool in the afternoons, and just listen to them talk. And also I would remember my own experiences from that age. I definitely have a lot of strong sensory experiences, things that I remember really liking or feeling connected to. And so I try to use all of those things as inspiration.
Yes, that, and I can understand that. I mean, I just know that as a parent sometimes, and as I'm a former pre-K teacher, and I remember just being around the kids and how they motivate and inspire this crazy energy that just causes your creative side to just start working. I might not even think of something, but being around them, they inspire me to want to make a bulletin board that says this or make up my own songs. I'm not a singer, but I can try.
That's great.
So I was just wondering, like, how many of your songs are the what inspires the type of songs that you decide to sing? Because I just noticed that you are you don't have one specific type, one specific style. You're able to sprinkle it with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it works really well for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, mostly all the main thing I think I try to do is that I know that every song I write, I would like there to be something in it that I think kids will feel directly connected to. Maybe that's a certain lyric or a rhythmic pattern or a movement that comes out through it or an image that is something that might feel inspire a lot of fantasy in a kid. Or just there are so many ways to make a connection. But I think if a song has at least one of those and more can sometimes be better, not too many because then it can actually feel a little, maybe a little overwhelming and not as, and doesn't work as well always.
Exactly.
So I try, but I do try to figure out like what am I going for that is going to be a way that I can connect to kids through this song.
Okay. So I've heard you called a pioneer in this genre. And you know that, that your music has inspired and opened this whole new energy and this whole new style of producing children's music to the next level. What exactly? Yeah, it's pretty cool because I just read it and I've just been reading different things about you, and it's so easy to find content because you're practically everywhere. Lori Berkner is everywhere, and I am just so impressed with your style, and not only, you know, with you being award-winning and best-selling and have all of these albums out, and you started your own label. Can you tell us what inspired that?
Well, you know, when I first started, I tried sending my music to smaller record labels, and there were more of them. There were actually children's record labels that don't necessarily exist anymore at this point. But I sent them off. I sent the music off, and I either wouldn't get a call back or one place I remember wrote and said, you know, we think you're actually more of like a local. No one's going to like you really beyond the local level. And I thought, that's not true. I know that's not true. So so the lucky thing was, I mean, really thinking about it, you know, 20 years ago, the internet was very young. And when I started doing stuff, things were happening very quickly where there was this thing called Amazon and you could sell your CDs through it or have your own website and people could actually buy my CDs from California even though I lived in New York. And that wasn't really possible before unless as a musician we would travel to those places, have a show, someone comes to the show and buys your, at the time, cassette, you know, after itself. So,
Watch back.
So I was, I got very lucky with the timing, and what I realized was that if I wanted to actually make sure that people heard my music, maybe I needed to start my own business since I wasn't able to get other record labels to take a chance on me. So I literally asked a friend of mine who was a freelance writer to help me out once a week. And, you know, for $50, she sat down with me for a few hours and made sure that I mailed things out to journalists and helped me start a company. And I, like, you know, looked up in a book at the library how to start a company.
Yes, and, I love that.
Yeah, and the two of us were the two tomatoes, and we started Two Tomatoes Records.
Aww.
And because she said, you know, if you're going to – the thing was that when I made my first album, which was at the time only on a cassette, I made 500 of them, and I sold them all, like, in a month or two. And I realized, wow, I have to actually keep track of this. If I'm going to make more, I might actually make
yes.
some money on this, and I have to have something legal. Otherwise, I'm going to get very confused. So that was
right.
really where it came from, and that has been
wow.
that was a very smart decision for me, because it meant that I was able to stay in control of a lot of my music over the years, even when I made deals with networks, and also I can hire people to help me, which has been invaluable. I never could have done all this by myself.
Wow, that and how many people can say that their debut DVD went quadruple platinum? That you was the first ever indie children's music DVD to enter the Billboard's top music video chart at number one.
Yeah, that was pretty shocking.
How crazy was that moment, though, when you said, okay, let's make this DVD, let's do this, and then it shot to the top of the chart and became number one.
Yeah, I know, and it wasn't the kids' chart.
That's crazy, because I'm looking at it, it says Billboard's pop music video chart.
Right,
nothing
I know,
about the kids. That
I mean,
is amazing.
Again, I had there was a lot of help behind that. I mean, and it also was, some of it had to do with just exactly what was going on at the time. One was that there was a lot of access to purchasing it because people were starting to buy things on the internet. And so I didn't,
yes.
Plus I also had availability in stores because I partnered with, I actually licensed it to another record company called Razor and Tie Records. So they're sort of a medium-sized label, and they have a lot of distribution channels that I never would have had access to, and they also had some marketing, and that's my label is so small, you know, we do some marketing, but I don't have a lot of money for that. So, you know, it all kind of worked out. Plus, at the time, I was on television a lot because I was on Nick Jr. as part of a show called Jack's Big Music Show. So there
yes.
was a lot of kind of visibility, and also Razor and Tie was very smart, and they did these TV commercials on other children's channels. And so people had, you know, they would see me on Nick, and then they'd see an ad for it when they flipped over to Cartoon Network or something, and that actually really got people to go out and buy it. So all of those things kind of came together to help make that happen.
Wow, and right now you are you've got so many different projects going on, but I also see that the Sprout Sunny Side Up show. I used to watch that last year. Sprout Sunny Side Up with my granddaughter all the time. Oh my gosh, she grew up on it. I guess I did too, but I knew the show really well. What
yeah.
a great place to play your music and to be known and recognized and loved right there.
Yeah, they're very kind to me at Sprout. I think because we have the Sing It Laurie shorts playing on the channel, plus I did some videos with them separately that they also run, one of my Rocket Ship Run song and another one that I wrote for them called Kindness Counts. And then, so they have me on as a guest on the Sunny Side Up show a fair amount, which I really enjoy.
Ah, that is wonderful. Laurie, do we have time for one quick song? We Are the Dinosaurs, the one that kind of kicked all of this off. I would love for the kids to hear that, just to keep them connected to us right now.
Absolutely.
Okay, great, guys. All right, you guys, we have Laurie Berkner. We Are the Dinosaurs. Enjoy.
when we're in a mood. We stop and eat our food and then we march around. 'Cause we are the dinosaurs marching, marching. We are the dinosaurs. What do you think of that?
Even though we buy those things in stores,
it's really exciting to remember that we can grow them ourselves, that somebody is growing them for us, and what a difference it can be to have food that's really fresh in that way and to understand it a little better and make it fun.
And that definitely is so true, and especially in this day and time where, you know, we're worried about, we're so weight conscious and we're trying to make sure our children stay active and we're trying to ensure that they understand the importance of eating right. It's great that you're able to implement all of that into that one show and to keep it fun.
Yeah, yeah, it is definitely fun. On this one, I interviewed a guy from who works at the farmer's market and also up at a farm in upstate New York, and he works at the different markets in New York City. So making that connection of, like, you might be somewhere where you're close actually to a farm where things are grown, or maybe you live in a city where farmers bring their produce into the city, but you can still get it from people who have been growing it on the farm themselves.
Yes. You are all over the place. You are a very busy woman. Oh, my goodness. I mean, in addition to that show, you have worked off-Broadway on an off-Broadway children's musical produced by the New York City Children's Theater, Wanda's Monster, which is funny because that's my sister's name, Wanda. Wanda's Monster and the Amazing Adventures of Harvey and the Princess.
Yeah.
And there's
those are
a musical,
really fun.
Third musical. So those are fun. I can only imagine. So beyond just the making the children's song, I mean, you're doing the TV. I mean, you're doing, yeah, you're doing internet, TV, stage. Wow, you are a very busy woman and making such an impact in this field that, when do you rest?
try to rest in between things. Sometimes,
when do you?
I get a better sleep at the hotel.
Oh, boy. Okay. So first, I kind of get that, actually. And now we're moving on to the next phase. Now we're at, you're creating videos and using YouTube creator space in New York City. What is that all about in the process of making those videos?
That was so cool. I mean, YouTube has offered up this amazing resource for creators, and they had one, I think, already in L.A. and Japan and London, and they finally opened up a creator space in New York City within the last 6 months, I think. It's very recent. And what it is it's a huge, it's a block-long floor-through section of Chelsea Market downtown, and they have set up basically every hallway could be a backdrop. There are chairs or built-in seats against the wall or cool things that you might want to film in front of. They have a set for a diner. They have a room that looks like a Brooklyn apartment.
Oh,
they have a
yeah.
kitchen that people use as a kitchen, but you can film in there. So all of that's available, as well as all the equipment that you would need. So they don't offer any crew, but if you have a minimum of 5,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel, you're able to go in 12 hours a month and use all of their resources and facilities for free. So we did
really?
A big push. Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible.
Wow.
So we did a big push to get our subscribers. Yeah, and we got them up, and now we're in there, and I actually made another one yesterday, and that was our July video, and we're working on setting up a monthly schedule so that I can get in there and hopefully even film more than one video a day so that we can get more out to the people who are watching our channel, and which is great because in the meantime, I had set up my office, which is very small, and we painted a wall and we put some kids in front of it. But, like, if you move the camera, you end up being a wall socket or you can't even get a full person's body in, or the radiator would start banging and then we'd have to turn it off. So it was definitely not ideal.
Right.
<Much better. laughs>
But congratulations on that. That is a great, great move right there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fantastic. I don't know how long they'll be able to keep it up, but I feel very lucky to be able to use it right now.
Definitely. YouTube is always, it's just the new wave of the world now. I mean, anytime you can just associate yourself and just find, and free works really well in my world. Free.
Yeah.
Well, free is a good word.
I just say to anyone who's listening, also, one of the things that's happening to musicians generally is that, you know, we make products, and that's part of how we support ourselves is when you buy our albums or download our DVDs, our videos, you know, we make some of that money, and that allows us to continue being creative and writing and making more things. And what was starting to happen, I found, is that YouTube was great, but everybody could watch anything I had ever made basically for free. And and that's wonderful. I mean, I love that as a parent, but it was becoming hard. It's definitely hard as a musician to make a living that way. And so one of the things that is great about the way YouTube is set up now is that there is some advertising on there, and that is how they pay the creators now. So that means you as an audience member, as a consumer, can still watch everything for free, but if you take a second and you watch 15 seconds of an ad, then I get a few cents off of that, and that allows me to keep making more content because I actually do get paid for the fact that you're watching a video that I put a lot of time and energy and financial. Even though the space is free, it still costs me. I have a crew. I have to write it. It takes a lot of time. So all those things, it's great for people to know, I think. Also, subscribing. Just subscribing to my channel helps me actually keep doing what I'm doing. So if you aren't subscribed and you like watching those videos, please consider just clicking the button. It just means that you may get an email from me saying, hey, there's a new video, or from YouTube, or it'll show up when you go to YouTube. You know, our videos will show up and you'll get to see what's going on. It doesn't really do that much on your end, but it helps a lot for the creators. And if you share that with your friends, the more people who subscribe, the more hours I actually have available to me as a space to be able to make more videos. So I think it's really important that people realize how much they can directly support without having to spend money.
Yes, great tips. Great tips. And we will put that on our website as well, just encouraging people to remember to do that. We try to do that as well here, you know, just getting people to just let us know that you're there. It's good to watch, but, you know, definitely stay interactive because it does help to keep the creative parts flowing and allow you to give us more, which we absolutely love. Lori, how can, and that's a great segue, actually, just to share with the audience how they can reach you and the best ways to get your music, to stay active, and to keep up with your schedule?
Yeah, well, I do have a website, LoriBerkner.com. Everything's on there. Subscribing to the YouTube channel will let you know what videos are being posted. We also have a very active Facebook page, the Lori Berkner Band Facebook page. We post a lot of crafts. It's a very interactive page, and people seem to really enjoy the stuff that we post there, as well as we would also post things about shows. So all of those are really great places. I do my own Twitter, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, I don't remember to do it as often as I have help on Facebook, but it is really, it's me. Like, hey, today I'm in Denver. I have a show in a few hours, and I'll be posting stuff around that. So I do answer all those tweets and look at them and read them. So I'd be happy and thrilled if anybody wants to come on Twitter and interact or follow me there.
Definitely. We will promote that as well. Lori, thank you so much. I wanted to hear just a little bit about the Denver Today. Tell me about the show before you have to go. What is going on with today?
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock, and it's at the Arvada Center for Arts and Humanities. It's an outdoor show. So there is lawn seating. There's seating under the in the pavilion area. It looks, I haven't been there yet, but it looks like it's a beautiful venue. And I'll be playing with my keyboardist, Susie Lampert. The two of us are out here. And, yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really great.
I think it will. I absolutely love you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know that you have a tight schedule today and you do have to get going, but I did want to let everyone know that even though you will be moving and trying to get to your show, that we will continue to play your music and to talk more about you and just hopefully everyone will get to hear a few more of your songs and we'll get to talk so much and share what we actually love about you today. So
thank you so much.
You are welcome. And so we know that we can go to your Facebook. Facebook is really, really big, so guys, definitely go there. I saw a lot on Amazon. I've seen you everywhere. And what's the best way to just go right now? I'm in front of my computer. I want to go right now and purchase something. I want to purchase CD right now. What do I do?
Yeah, Amazon or iTunes would be probably the easiest thing to do. So whatever
or
is
iTunes.
Your usual preference. Yeah, those are good places. And I just wanted to throw out there before I go, if you're coming to the show today, bring an animal for your head because I have a song called Pig on Her Head that we like to do, and I'll be looking out in the audience for animals to sing about. And also in the future, if you haven't heard my music before and you're a little less sure of trying out original songs, I'm actually really excited that I'm going to be putting out an album of traditional songs in October, and it's the first time that I've done that. It's going to be Lori Berkner's favorite classic kids song, so you can look for that then and check those out as well.
Definitely. That is perfect. We look forward to that. We do. The one thing I did not want you to go before mentioning, June through October, you've got this new favorite. So that's the kids' classics that's coming out. That's the same thing?
Right. That's the album of those are traditional kids' songs, like songs I grew up listening to. Right now, what we released last month was a compilation of previously recorded songs that were my originals that were all grouped by different preschool themes like animals, food, transportation, nature, things like that. So those are also available already. Those are only digital, so those you would find on iTunes.
On iTunes, perfect. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today. You made our day. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It was great. And keep on partying.
We will. We're going to keep the party going. But hopefully we can get you back on the show, maybe come back at another time, spend more time with us.
That would be great.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Lori. And again, you guys can find Lori Berkner everywhere. Start with Facebook. But Lori, we will let you go. And on your way out, I think we will play The Cat Came Back to kind of get everybody in that, keep us in that right mode where we are right now, keeping the party going. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bazoo, bazoo, bazoo.
Up in the moon, the balloon came down about 90 miles away.
to take it to the one he loved the best. First the train hit the track, then it jumped the rail, and nobody was left to tell the awful tale. But the cat came back the very next day. Oh, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away, away, away. The cat came back the very next day. Oh, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay.
Not losing it. We have the wonderful Lori Berkner Band on today, and we are playing some of our favorite songs from her, and The Cat Came Back is definitely one of them. I wanted to just share a little bit more about Lori. Oh my goodness, her resume reads really crazy. There's so much with this woman. She is known around the world as the queen of children's music, the undisputed queen of candy rock. So, you know, your kids, a little kitty rock, candy rock, yay. And her fans, and she was mentioning a part, asking for you to bring your stuffed animals, because we're some musicians, and in adults will understand this, when you go to shows and you go to concerts, a lot of people bring cigarette lighters and they light them as a candle, and that's, you know, how they support the artist, and that's how they connect all together. But Lori, she asked her fans to bring a stuffed animal and put them on their heads, and then, you know, families pack her concerts just to be able to share that experience, and the kids absolutely love it. So everything is great here today. I enjoyed talking to her. I hope that you guys enjoyed her as well. She is pretty funny, and we are definitely going to have her back. I want to play another song by her called Bumblebee.
Sitting in my garden when I saw a bumblebee. He said his name was Oscar, and he went buzz, 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 buzz. A 1, 2, 3, go! Buzz, 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 buzz. I was sitting in the pizza place when I saw two bumblebees. They said their names were Jackson and a 1, 2, 3, go! Buzz, 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 buzz.
I was flying through the air on a balloon when I saw three bumblebees fly past me. They said their names were Kay and Ray and Faye.
Buzz, 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 buz
Kenya Colbert.com. You can follow us on Facebook, and definitely stay tuned to what is coming in the near future on future shows. We have the summer and fall moving into the winter packed with some wonderful guests just like this one today, just like Lori Berkner. So we are growing here, and it is wonderful. And I cannot let today pass without just sending a very, very special shout out to my executive producer, my mentor, my best friend, and Jennifer Perry for always doing an amazing job. Oh my gosh, guys, she's amazing. She truly makes everything that she does behind the scenes work in front. She makes sure that all of this works so well and that she makes it look so effortless. It looks like just a simple walk in the park, and I don't know how she does it, but she is amazing. I want you guys to support and follow Jennifer as well. You can reach her on Facebook, Jennifer Modet Perry on Facebook. Jennifer has her own company, Lone Wolf Communications, LLC. You can follow her there as well. You couldn't have better people around you than Jennifer or, oh my gosh, Robin D. Owens, one of my former guests that was on the show. She has a book signing today. And go to my Facebook page, you guys. Definitely get more information about that. And you can follow Robin as well, Robin B. Owens. Carol Dabney, Melissa, she is amazing as well. It's like we have so many people that this Through the Looking Glass is becoming like this amazing dream come true for me. Melissa Lee, she is amazing. And Michelle, she is amazing. We've just had so many people. Follow us, guys. Stay in tune. Keep up with what's going on. I think the kids will love it. We are definitely trying to grow as well. We're trying to bring you more fun, interactive things for the kids. Your support helped to help this to grow to be even more. So if you can, click the follow button and stay tuned. Listen in when you can. Share our posts. Let everyone know that we are here, and we are just trying to bring the kids something fun. The media right now is filled with a lot of things that's not really kid-friendly, even though it might be promoted as such. We try to keep it kid-friendly around here. We try to make sure that your kids have a place to come and listen to music that you would want them to listen to. So definitely try to support us in that field as well. And with that being said, I actually have a caller here. Hello?
Hello.
Who do we have on the phone?
Amira.
Amira. Yes. Hello, Amira. How are you?
Good.
You're doing good. Did you enjoy the show today?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Guys, I got a little secret to tell you. Amira is my granddaughter, and she is calling in today. I wanted her to just come on and tell everyone hi. Amira, can you tell everybody hi?
Hi.
How old are you?
Six.
You're 6 years old. Oh, my goodness. What school do you attend?
Rocket.
Is that Nyla talking in the background?
That's my little sister.
That's your little sister. Well, Amira, did you hear Laura Berkner singing today?
Yes.
What was your favorite song so far?
Buzz, buzz.
That was a fun song. It really was. Well, I am so happy that you called in. I love you.
I love you, too. I saw it on TV.
You saw it on TV? Where did you see her on TV?
I saw the Buzz show on Nickelodeon.
On Nickelodeon. That is cool. Yay. I told her that we used to watch the shows last year, and you're the person that got me started watching those shows. Did you know that?
No.
Do you remember watching Sprout Sunny Side Up with me?
Yes.
Yeah, you were so small, but we had fun, right?
Right. My sister's still watching it.
Oh, your sister's still watching the show. That's pretty cool. Do you watch Nick Jr. as well?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, I am so glad you got to call in, Amira. I am going to let you go. Tell Nyla I said hi.
Nyla, I'm just saying hi. Say hi.
Okay. Tell her I said bye-bye. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, little one. Okay, guys, we are going to move on to Lori's next song, which is called Victor Vito.
All right. True.
Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco ate a burrito with Tabasco. They put it on their rice, they put it on their beans, on their rutabagas and on their collard greens. Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
Hey Freddy!
Hey Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy!
Way to Alaska. Oh, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens.
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy!
Victor Vito and Freddy Vasco, they like to eat slow, they never eat fast. Though they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens. Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
Hey Freddy!
Hey Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey Victor!
Hey Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy!
They like to eat fast, they never eat slow. Well, they ate their rice, they ate their beans, they ate their rutabagas, and they ate their collard greens.
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
Hey, Freddy!
Let's eat some!
Let's eat some!
Spaghetti!
Spaghetti!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
I'm ready!
I'm ready!
To eat some spaghetti with Freddy!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Victor!
Hey, Freddy!
let's eat some,
let's eat some
spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Hey, Victor.
Hey, Victor.
I'm ready.
I'm ready
to eat some spaghetti with you.
Keeping this party going. We are having fun today. It has been wonderful. I love having all of the music here on the show. It gives the kids an opportunity to just dance, to just sing along and identify songs that they are familiar with, and to just have fun on a beautiful Saturday. Guys, I'm going to keep it going for you.
Mahalo to the urchin, mahalo to the sea, mahalo to the skies above, mahalo to you and me. Sing mahalo,
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 mahalo for everything. Mahalo, that means thank you. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Mahalo for the air I breathe. Mahalo for my dad and my mom, my sisters and my brothers and my good friends. Mahalo for sharing my song. Sing mahalo,
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 mahalo for everything. Mahalo, that means thank you. Mahalo, mahalo, mahalo.
Our love, you have our support. Any way that we can help. help you, contact us. You can always find me on Facebook. I am here. I try to do all that I can for others because so many of you do that for me. You support me in so many crazy ways that I don't even believe it most times, and I am so thankful for you guys every day. And with that being said, have a blessed week. I love each of you, and until next week, goodbye.